Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Akums Drugs and Pharmaceuticals Limited, hosted by Ambit Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Nair from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Ambit Capital, welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings call of Akums Drugs and Pharmaceuticals. We have the following members of the management team on the call with us today: Mr. Sanjeev Jain, Managing Director; Mr. Sandeep Jain, Managing Director; Mr. Amrut Medhekar, Chief Executive Officer, CDMO; Mr. Sumeet Sood, Chief Financial Officer; and Mr. Sahil Maheshwari, General Manager, Strategy. I would now like to hand over the call to management for opening remarks, post which we can move to Q&A. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Prashant, for the introduction. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Q2 earnings call. I'm Sahil. Let me draw your attention to the fact that on this call, our discussion might include certain forward-looking statements, which are predictions or projections of the future events. Our business faces several risks and uncertainties that could cause our actual results to differ materially from what is expressed or implied in such statements. Akums does not undertake any obligation to publicly update any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new confirmation, future events, or otherwise. I hope everyone has gone through the investor presentations and the results which we shared on our websites. I would now like to hand it over to Sandeep, sir, to take over, please. Thank you.
Namaskar to everybody. Thank you, Sahil. Happy Diwali to everybody. We take pleasure in declaring the Q2 results of the company and thank all the stakeholders and shareholders for their continued support to the company. We are the largest India-focused pharmaceutical CDMO with over 30% market share. Our company caters to over 1,500 clients, both Indian and MNC pharma companies, with whom we have long-standing relations. Today, 26 out of top 30 pharma companies in India are our partners. Our total consolidated revenue in Q2 was rupees 1,047 crore, which is 2% higher on QOQ basis, however, 12% lower on YOY basis. This is due to a combination of three factors: muted demand resulting in lower volume growth, prices of several key APIs, including amoxicillin, cephalosporins, paracetamol, telmisartan, etc., continues to fall. As you are aware, our CDMO business is a cost-plus model, so when input costs fall, we experience revenue deflation as well. Falling API prices have another secondary impact. It affects order frequency because customers wait for API prices to bottom out before building up inventory. The continued fall in API prices of cephalosporin has also impacted our revenues and profitability of API business. Thirdly, we had some significantly higher revenues from an outsourced product development engaged in Q2 of the prior year. All this impacted our adjusted EBITDA margin, which is down to 12.9% versus 15.8% in the prior year. Our adjusted PAT margin expanded to 6.4% versus 5.2% in the prior year. This ongoing volatility apart, we continue to see strong long-term demand for outsourced drug development and manufacturing. We will continue to invest in building world-class capabilities to help our clients launch new formulations and therapies and support them in their enhanced growth and transformation. We continue to make robust investment in R&D to drive new product development. Our R&D spend was INR 64 crore for the half year, reflecting a robust pipeline of new pharmaceutical, nutraceutical, and cosmeceutical formulations that will drive our growth in the future. We received 10 DCGI and 86 FSSAI approvals in H1 of the current fiscal. We are happy to announce that during the quarter, we received a patent for our formulation room-stable hydroxyurea oral suspension. This is a breakthrough formulation aimed at managing sickle cell disease, which has a high disease burden, especially in geographies like India and Africa. ACAMS has been granted an exclusive right for further develop, manufacture, and market the products innovated by Triple Hair Inc. Canada for India market. ACAMS will undertake development, obtain regulatory approvals, and commercialize this product in India. The product is a topical solution targeting alopecia hair loss. We are also actively invest in API R&D to develop robust global pipeline of API with cost-efficient processes. We have over 80 scientists in API R&D and have invested INR 7 crore in H1 2025. In API R&D, 30 crore rupees has been invested till date. Similarly, we continue to invest in building production capabilities to support our future growth. In H1, we spent around 150 crore in CapEx. In Q2, we started commercial production at our new injectable facility in Haridwar. The facility has operational ampoule and SVP FFF lines, and we plan to start vial and lyophilized vials in Q3. Further, in Q4, LVP FFFs will also be operational. ACAMS was one of the early entrants in CDMO injectables market in India, and the new facility will further boost our ability to tap growth in injectable market of India. We have completed the land acquisition for Jammu plants, and civil works is expected to begin shortly. Commercial production from these facilities will begin 2026-27. Our focus on export markets continues. Let me share some of the development on that front as well. Till date, we have filed two dossiers in Europe to leverage our European GMP plants. We are building a pipeline with products which have high unmet needs and with limited competition targeting European markets. ACAMS has entered into MOU with Ministry of Health, Government of Zambia, to set up a joint venture to manufacture pharmaceutical in Zambia. The pharma market in Zambia is worth over 2,500 crore INR, with more than half being managed through government purchases only. ACAMS and Zambian government will jointly invest in setting up manufacturing facility in Zambia to cater to local Zambian pharmaceutical needs. We are also focusing actively on formulation export, one of our key future growth driver in future. We have fairly diverse formulation across multiple regions and therapeutic categories. We today export to over 60-plus countries, including Southeast Asia, South Asia, Eastern and Western Africa, CIS, and have recently started in Middle Eastern market as well. Our export portfolio ranges from oral solid to style formulation across acute and chronic therapies, with total dossier filed at 367. In our API business also, we are taking progressive steps in increasing export to drive better product realization in H1 2025. Around 9% of our API sales was from exports only, primarily to Asian countries. We also plan to file CEPs in European market soon. We expect to file at least two CEPs in H2 and also undergo European EDQM audit this fiscal. Looking ahead, we expect demand trends in the second half to be largely similar to the first half. There could be some upside potential if we see some improvement in API prices and uptick in industry volumes, but that remains to be seen. With that, let me hand over to Mr. Sumeet Sood, our CFO, for the financials.
Sandeep, thank you very much. I'll come to the financials, and if you, as Sandeep mentioned, that the performance was for the second half and the first half looks similar. I think the quarterly results also, if you look at the quarterly results, they also look similar. If you look at the total consolidated income, we were at 1,047 crores. This was 2% higher than the last quarter, but it was 12% lower than the year-on-year basis. Our consolidated EBITDA was 135 crore. This is 3% higher than Q1, but 28% lower year-on-year basis. Sandeep ji did mention, one large product development income which came in, which was for the for the last year and not this period. So that's one reason. And if we exclude the income, we would have seen probably a 15% EBITDA growth year-on-year basis. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 12.9% in Q2, similar to, Q1, which was 12.7%. However, the Q2 last year saw almost 15.8%, EBITDA margins. Gross margins on consolidated basis in Q2 were at 42.3%, similar to Q1, but higher than Q2 last year, which was 40.6%. The consolidated PAT saw an improvement to 67 crores from 57 crores in Q1. If we were to break, segment-wise revenue, the CDMO remains our driving force. It does add to almost 79% of the revenue share in Q2, followed by branded and generic, which does 16%, and API business adding to 5% of the revenue. Our CDMO business margins are at 15.4%. The branded and the generic EBITDA margins are similar at 10.3% in both the quarters Q1 and Q2. Which is higher from the Q2 last year, which were around 4.5%. I think the continued profitability is on efforts to reshape our formulation portfolio and in favor of the branded products, which are driving high profitability. The API revenue showed a marginal improvement of 4 crores and for 6 months increased by 36 crores. The continued softening of API prices had an impact on the margins of API business, wherein the margins for the quarter were negative 14 crores and negative 26 crores for 6 months. The cash flows for the company, the net cash flows, if we look at, there is a cash surplus of 341 crores that the IPO proceeds have also come in. Large part of the IPO proceeds till November have been drawn down. Cash flow from operations for H1 September 24 was 71 crore positive, and the free cash flow post investing activities was minus 65 crores. The company's long term rating sort of improved. We got AA stable from ICRA on long term basis, and the short term rating continues to be A1 plus. I think that's from our side. We are happy to take questions on the company and the performance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Abdul Qadir Puranwala from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, could you please quantify on the one-off income what you had in the last year, same quarter, and was it a part of the CDMO revenue as well?
Yeah, so last half yearly we had a one-off income of 82 crores, which was of the CDMO business, right? So there was a product we had to develop for a particular customer, which we did. Now, if you look at the six-month number, Abdul, so you'll see our EBITDA is 265, while it was 295 for 6 months last year, right? So while that was a huge income which came in, which was not here in this particular period, but we've sort of still maintained the company's EBITDA pretty well.
Understood. And so, could you share some highlights on sir mentioning about the export orders, both for formulations and API, and how do we see the traction getting built up in this particular space?
Sure. So on the export side, Abdul Hadisail, on the export side, as we said, we continue to gain traction. So we are expanding our portfolio, as we mentioned, right from OSD to injectables. We have also filed a couple of doses in Europe. We have multiple others in pipeline. We have few of our plants as well, which will soon be triggering the European approvals. So the idea is to go stronger and deeper in markets we currently are, which is Southeast Asia, Africa, and South Asia, and build a robust pipeline and presence in Middle Eastern markets as well as the European markets. So that's there. As we said, we are expanding not just through distributors, we're also recruiting people so that we build a brand recall in these markets of prominence. So that is there.
Okay. Okay. And for the formulations, would it be fair to assume that CIA would serve kind of backward integrated operations into Happy?
Abdul, can you help? Can you please repeat your question?
Yes, sure. So, saying for the European formulation business, would that be a backward integrated project? That is, your current API sites should be utilized for the APIs for those formulation products?
No, Abdul. So, API, as we said, largely we are CIFA and the Lazo has limited general APIs of now. So, this is forward integrated in a way. You can say the European operations is largely be supplied formulations from a CDMO business. So, that is forward integrated. I would not really call it as a backward with an API.
Okay. Okay. Then next on the new injectable site is Haridwar. So I understand you would be commissioning that in phases till the end of this fiscal. But any color you would like to provide as to, you know, what are the products you are manufacturing here, and, you know, in terms of your existing site, what is the overlap with your previous manufacturing units as well?
इसके अंदर हमारे पास चार डोसेज फॉर्म्स हैं जिसमें से दो डोसेज फॉर्म्स हम चालू कर चुके हैं वन इज एमप्यूल एंड वन इज एफएफएस एमप्यूल और लाइफलाइजेशन एंड वायल हम चालू करने वाले हैं और उसके बाद में लेटर ऑन हम एलवीपी चालू करेंगे लाइफलाइजेशन के अलावा बाकी सारी फैसिलिटीज हमारे पास ऑलरेडी और दूसरे प्लांट्स में हैं लेकिन वो अपनी कैपेसिटी के आसपास चल रही थी तो इसके लिए हमें उसको एक्सपेंशन के पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू से एम्प्यूल की कैपेसिटी हमने अनाउंस की है एफएफएस एम्प्यूल की कैपेसिटी अनाउंस की है मतलब ग्लास एम्प्यूल एफएफएस एम्प्यूल की कैपेसिटी अनाउंस की है लाइफलाइजेशन एक नया एडिशन है जो कि बहुत ही रिसेंटली होने बहुत ही जल्दी होने वाला है और एलवीपी हमारे पास पहले भी कई दो लाइनें हैं और अब हम एक नई और लाइन लगा रहे हैं जिसके अंदर की होगी कैपेसिटी हमारी फुल्ली ऑक्यूपाइड होगी
Okay, thank you. And एक final question on the sickle cell product. So, congratulations on this patent, but when do we see the commercial revenues building up from this product? And this would be the momentum or this is the contract manufacturing opportunity? Thank you.
Sir, ये दोनों opportunity हमारे लिए. सबका first is के ये government के लिए business है. और क्योंकि इंडिया के अंदर वर्ल्ड वाइड बहुत सारे पेशेंट हैं और जो प्रेजेंट जो थेरेपी थी सेम आइटम जो रूम टेम्परेचर स्टेबल भी नहीं थी उसकी कॉस्ट इज टू हाई और जो हमारी कॉस्ट इज अराउंड 1-2% ऑफ द टोटल कॉस्ट तो लेकिन इंडियन सिस्टम के अंदर उसको अप्रूवल सिस्टम है गवर्नमेंट का अप्रूवल सिस्टम वी हैव ऑलरेडी अप्रूव ऑल दिस थिंग्स एज पर रेगुलेटरी सिस्टम बट गवर्नमेंट को अपने बजट के अंदर क्योंकि वो न्यू आइटम कैटेगरी थी क्योंकि गवर्नमेंट उस आइटम को अपने जो मेन प्रोग्राम में डाला नहीं था तो उसके प्रोसेस में वो चल रही है तो जैसे ही चलेगी उसमें गवर्नमेंट के प्रोग्राम में इंक्लूड होगी तो उससे गवर्नमेंट का बिजनेस मिलेगा उसके अलावा ये डोमेस्टिक बिजनेस के अंदर डोमेस्टिक प्लेयर्स भी उसकी कुछ क्वांटिटी लेंगे हमसे जो उसके अंदर अंडर प्रोसेस है जो मुझे लगता है कि वो भी जल्दी आना शुरू होगा जैसे हमारी गवर्नमेंट की वो वाली प्राइस की अप्रूव हो जाएगी उसके बाद और एक्सपोर्ट के लिए भी इसका फ्यूचर है तो नंबर ऑफ अफ्रीकन कंट्रीज या जहां पे ट्राइबल एरियाज कंट्रीज हैं अफ्रीकन कंट्रीज मोस्ट ऑफ और एशियन कंट्रीज वहां पे भी स्कोप है इसका तो तो वहां पे भी उसका प्रोडक्ट रजिस्ट्रेशन का प्रोसेस, क्योंकि किसी भी आइटम को ले जाने का बहुत लंबा होता है रजिस्ट्रेशन कराने का, लेकिन कुछ गवर्नमेंट ने उसको शॉर्टन करने के लिए प्रोसेस में शुरू भी किया है और कुछ ने थोड़ी सी मिनिमल क्वांटिटी फॉर टेस्टिंग पर्पज भी ऑलरेडी हमसे लेने शुरू कर दिए। तो वी होप के फ्यूचर के अंदर वो हमारे लिए वो बिजनेस क्रिएट हो जाएगा।
ओके सर, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashish Sriram Thavkar from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I had this question on our exports business. Like you spoke about Zambia, the European dossiers that you guys have filing. When do you see the real commercial benefits flowing in from whatever investments we are making into export markets?
Right. So, hi Ashish. So, European business we likely see within couple of fiscals. So, we have already filed, as you would acknowledge, that these take approximately 2 years to finally get the approval. And these are prescription-oriented products. So, these will slowly and steadily build volumes in the European market. Zambia as well. So, we have recently entered into the MOU. Once finalized, we will start setting up the facility, which will take anywhere between 18 to 24 months. This will have a quick ramp up compared to the European, because this is essentially a government procurement which will enable us to procure to supply the essential medicines in Zambia. So that is there. Apart from this, while these two are the focus ones, the other ones are of continued focus as well. So we continue to file dossiers in the European, in the Southeast Asian and the African markets, the Middle East markets as well. So the current business, which is largely propelled by these geographies, right? So we still have almost 350 dossiers in pipeline. We gained approvals, significant approvals in the first half as well, almost 80 plus approvals. So that is Ashish, the focus area.
Yeah, good enough. So since you said the second half would be largely similar to first half, not expecting any positive surprises, but then with whatever initiatives you have and your current engagements with your clients, how do you see FY26 panning out? Because the way obviously investors are looking at this business is proxy to the IPM, right? And so if you could make any comments on how do you see FY26 panning out, and can we return to the mid double digit or mid teens kind of EBITDA margins next fiscal?
So Ashish, couple of points which initially Sandeep also mentioned, which looks a drag on the financials currently. One is, as it is a cost plus model, the API prices have an impact. An update onto it is, while we saw the API prices soften in Q3, most of the intermediates or the KSMs have started showing some solidification. So either in Q3 or Q4, I expect the API prices will at least average or normalize. So this will have an impact on, positive impact on our revenue cycle. Right. And the volume of the industry, while the Q1 was strong on the volumes, as I said, the continued fall in the API prices and the stocking which happened in the Q1, that resulted in the H1 volumes being largely flattish, which is similar to the industry, right? So if the industry volumes and the new launches, they pick up, I feel that FY26 should be moving on those lines, essentially.
By any chance, are you guys losing market share on the volume side?
So, Ashish, while we have not done an updated calculation on that front, but that is not the case. I think if you really compare to the industry, we are performing as the industry, right? So that should not be a case on the loss in the market share. Additionally, we have, as I said, we have a couple of plants which recently got commissioned, the injectable facility as well as the Baddi facility. And happy to announce also the Penem facility has successful client audits as well. So with these utilizations in the capacity, we should have an increased volume going forward in FY26.
Okay. So lastly, on this API, the EBITDA loss, so internally, are we still on track of making this business EBITDA break-even by quarter four of FY25, or you feel those timelines could get shifted ahead?
No, so Ashish, this is Sumit. So I think, you know, the API prices softening has not helped the cause, right? So to answer you very directly, I don't think that in the Q4, you know, that this will turn around or not be, you know, a bit of positive. I think we'll have to give it 6 months from here, and we'll revisit our, you know, business plan starting April. But in the short term, next 3 to 6 months, honestly speaking, we don't see that this is going to turn a bit of positive.
Okay. And so at least on the on whatever corrective or the because you were trying to set up your own SAPs at Parabolic Drugs, right? So all those activities are over or they are still going on?
वो एक्टिविटीज कंप्लीट है सर. अब अभी पैराबोलिक का कोई वो नहीं है. अभी एकम्स के प्योर एंड प्योर की एक एंटिटी है ये, और कंप्लीट हमारे पास ही सारे कंट्रोल्स हैं इसके.
ठीक है सर, धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू. पार्टिसिपेंट्स हु विशेस टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन मे प्रेस स्टार एंड वन. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ प्रशांत नायर फ्रॉम एबिट कैपिटल. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Yeah, hi sir. The first question is on the CDMO business. If I remember, in the first quarter, you had good volume growth. I think double digits. So although prices dropped, volumes were growing. Can you share what the volume growth? I mean, would you have had volume growth in the second quarter if you adjust for the one-time contract you had in the previous year, or have volumes dropped even after adjusting for that?
So Prashant, yes, so we had did not experience a volume growth. We had a volume decline of roughly 11% this quarter.
And this is on the full base or the after adjusting for the one-time contract you just called out last year?
No, so this is volume. So that was R&D. So that had no commercial supply.
Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you. So what is driving this drop in your view? Because, I mean, while IPM growth has been sluggish, there's still been some growth in volume. So is this timing, or is there any other factor which, you know, you can call out which may have led to lower volume?
So Prashant, if you really observe, Q1 saw limited volume growth, but we had it, right? So CDMOs are 1 or 2 months advance of the industry. So while Q2 saw positive volume growth, we had that in Q1, right? And while we are still better off limited to the industry, so that is a cycle, it's there. So I don't see it's a challenge of us not being able to grab volumes. It is an industry cycle. I think based on what we see, as we said, H2 overall was positive. H1 was positive on the volume front. So when we say H2 will be similar to H1, we still see that overall volume will be up compared to H1. Just the Q2 compared to previous Q2, we had a dip in volumes.
Okay, understood. Secondly, on the API pricing issue, which impacts your value sales in CDMO, when did this start? Did this start sometime toward the end of last financial year, or, you know, is it kind of a first quarter onwards issue? I was just trying to figure out when the base will normalize.
सर एपीआई प्राइस ना लास्ट एक्चुअली देखा जाए तो अंदाजन लगातार गिर ही रहे हैं, लेकिन बिकॉज ऑफ जो सिनेरियो ऑफ ग्लोबल उसके अंदर जो केस है मेन है जिसमें जैसे अमोक्सिक्लिन की बात की हमने, उसके अंदर जो फैंसिक्स एपीए या और सिप्रोस्पोरेंस, और उनको डर चाइना का ये भी कि इंडिया के अंदर वो फैंसी जी बनने वाला है फर्स्ट थिंग. उसके अलावा नंबर ऑफ केमिकल जो बेस्ड एपीआई जो फर्मेंटेशन के अलावा उसके इंडिया के अंदर उन्होंने जो इंडियन मैन्युफैक्चर ने अपनी एफिशिएंसी को इम्प्रूव किया, जैसे टेलमिसार्डन का प्राइस लेस देन 0.5% ऑफ दी करंट जो लास्ट ईयर से प्राइस से था. तो उसके अंदर जो नंबर ऑफ एपीआई प्राइस जो गिर रहे हैं उसके कारण हमारी सेल वॉल्यूम में वॉल्यूम वहां पर उतना ही होगा लेकिन उसकी सेल वैल्यू से कम दिख रही है हमें। और मुझे लगता है कि ये इतने बॉटम लाइन हो चुके हैं नंबर कुछ तो कि उसके नीचे जाना मुश्किल होगा, तो वो धीरे धीरे करके या तो स्टेबल होंगे या आप करेंगे थोड़ा सा। उसके अलावा मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि जो हमारे वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ के अंदर एक पॉइंट था तो उसके अंदर मुझे ऐसा नहीं लगता कि हम किसी भी हाल में मार्केट शेयर खोने वाले हैं। वी आर बिल्ड फॉर और रेडी फॉर कि हम जो हमारा वॉल्यूम है उसका और ज्यादा कितने बढ़े हम ग्रैब कर सके, उसी तरफ हम काम भी कर रहे हैं और हमारे वी आर वेरी मच कॉन्फिडेंट कि हमारे वॉल्यूम शेयर जो डीआर का है वो 100% बढ़ेगा और जैसे हम चाहते हैं वैसे ही बढ़ेगा।
Marketing side, your formulation business, trade generic, how much more adjustment is needed or, how much more time would it take to normalize that business, get it to a stage where you want it to be?
So Prashant, we are significantly, as we also discussed last time, we significantly scaled down this business because it was operating at a very low margin. And hence, to better utilize that cash we invested into exports, for example, in filing of dossiers. Right. It is on track for now. I think H2, we should be able to bring it at a monthly positive level. That H1 had limited loss. I think the bleed is largely because as we are scaling that down, we have to get rid of some of the prior inventory. Largely this is a story for this fiscal only.
Yeah, thanks. That's it for me. I'll get back.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gautam Gosar from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the trade generics business, since the last participant mentioned. So if you could quantify how much was the trade generics revenue during the quarter and how much was the loss on that?
So you know, the way we have, presented our financials, this is based on the segment reporting. But, and the segments are put together, so we don't disclose that separately. But as Sahil mentioned, that there is a very, very nominal, so it'll be on a monthly basis, less than a crore rupees on an EBITDA basis, which these businesses would be, doing. So while we are constrained to give you numbers only based on the segments that we have, but to assure you what Sahil said, that this is Sumit this side, that the numbers for the trade generic businesses are looking good now.
Okay. So secondly, on the CDMO business, so since we've seen a volume decline of 11%, and if you see the industry, the peers, they're showing a positive volume growth on their side as well as in the CDMO business. So, sir, if you could quantify, like, what is the reason for the decline versus the peers, and we are losing market share in this?
Yeah, good morning. This is Amrut Medekar. As Sahil said earlier, we as CDMO operate at least 2 to 3 months ahead of the market. So typically the difference between the two quarters behavior comparing directly with IPM may not be prudent. It will be easier for us to look at what is happening now will possibly be seen or recorded in the IPM history in the coming times. Number two, there is also a mix of products which we sell vis-a-vis other CDMOs. So to say that what is the product mix impact, we'll have to analyze in terms of how other CDMOs are placed in terms of their basket vis-a-vis us.
Okay. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Ashish Sriram Thavkar from JM Financial Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. I just had one question on this government's notification on MSMEs. I know wherein they have to up their compliance levels, up their quality standards. Is there an opportunity there? And by what time lens do you see some discussions can get into commercial discussions there?
सर देखिए इंडियन जो सैनरी होती है उसके अंदर गवर्नमेंट ने अभी तक जो वैसे डेट इसकी 8 जनवरी तक की है लेकिन गवर्नमेंट ने कोई फर्म अभी तक नहीं है इस बारे में कि वो कैसे उसको बिहेव करेगी तो एज अवर विश के देश का हर कंपनी क्वालिटी फोर्सेस हम उस फॉलो जो इंडियन लॉ के हैं उसको फॉलो करे और वो ग्रो करे लेकिन अभी ऐसा कुछ मतलब गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से जो डेट थी उसके अंदर एक्शन गवर्नमेंट करेगी या नहीं करेगी इसमें कोई अभी गवर्नमेंट का व्यू नहीं है तो हिंदुस्तान में अंदाजन 10,000 एमएसएमई ऐसी कंपनी हैं जो सफर कर रही हैं फिलहाल के वो होंगी यदि गवर्नमेंट अपनी उसी बात पे रहती है तो कमर्शियल इम्पैक्ट तो हम तो कोई भी चाहते हैं कि कोई विदेशी कोई कंपनी बंद हो लेकिन यदि लॉ को वॉलेट कोई करेगा या लॉ को नहीं करेगा तो जो भी कंपनी कंप्लायंस होंगी उनका बिजनेस निश्चित रूप से इंक्रीज करेगा
ओके एक वो मीडिया आर्टिकल में एक आर्टिकल आया था बेसिकली गवर्नमेंट ने बोला है कि दिसंबर तक का टाइम दिया है तो इसलिए मैंने आपसे क्वेश्चन पूछा
बिल्कुल आप बिल्कुल सही कह रहे हैं गवर्नमेंट ने दिसंबर नहीं वो 8 जनवरी की डेट है शायद क्योंकि उन्होंने 12 महीने दिए थे 8 जनवरी से तो दिसंबर एक बड़ा फर्क नहीं है लेकिन मोस्ट ऑफ दी लोगों ने अभी तक उस सिस्टम को फॉलो नहीं किया है कि इस एक्सपेक्टेशन में कि गवर्नमेंट शायद टाइम को एक्सटेंड कर देगी
ओके थैंक यू सर ऑल द बेस्ट
थैंक यू
थैंक यू Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management.
So, sir, as a company, we are the largest contract messaging company in the country. And we have also told that we are trying to go to the global and we are upgrading our plans. More plants, European, more collaboration with different type of governments also or partners also. Now we are very much sure that our volume growth and our product ki jo pipeline hamare paas hai, wo nishchit roop se hum leader nahi bana ke rakhenge, balki humko agle level par le jane ke liye andar help kar rahi hai aur hum us pe kaam kar rahe hain. Humko aisa lagta hai ki jo European Europe ke alawa jo US ke focus ko chhod ke मोस्ट ऑफ दी वर्ल्ड के अंदर फ्यूचर के अंदर जैसे मीडिया के अंदर हम नंबर वन पोजीशन रखते हैं हम ग्लोबल में बहुत सारी कंट्रीज के अंदर नंबर वन पोजीशन रखेंगे उसके अलावा हम जो काम करें नई थेरेपीज पे भी वो भी हम लोग को हेल्प करेगी वन मोर थिंग कि हमारे जो नेक्स्ट जनरेशन भी है वो भी फुल्ली अलाइंड है कि वो बिजनेस को अगले लेवल पर ले जाने के लिए उनके प्रोसेस और सिस्टम को कैसे लेके जाए जिससे कि वो भी फ्यूचर के अंदर उसमें उसका ही कंट्रीब्यूट कर सके हमने बहुत सारे जो इनिशिएटिव नए प्रोडक्ट
जी तो कुल मिला के 16,000 लोग और 400 साइंटिस्ट आरएनडी के जो लगे हुए हैं ये और हमारा पूरा भरोसा और पूरे एफर्ट्स हैं जो कि हमको नए से नए पाइपलाइन के लिए नए से नए प्रोडक्ट्स के लिए और इस बिजनेस को ग्रोथ करने के लिए वो सारी एफर्ट्स किए जा रही है क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर के रिजल्ट्स को अगर हम ना देखें और ऑर्गेनाइजेशन को एज ए ऑर्गेनाइजेशन बिल्डिंग की तरफ देखें और ऑर्गेनाइजेशन की ग्रोथ को देखें तो हम पाएंगे कि ये ऑर्गेनाइजेशन एक ग्रेट से ग्रेटर ऑर्गेनाइजेशन की तरफ बढ़ रही है और अपने इन्वेस्टर्स का ध्यान रखने के लिए हम पूरे तौर पर तत्पर हैं
थैंक यू वेरी मच
जी नमस्कार टू एवरीबॉडी थैंक यू फॉर ज्वाइनिंग
थैंक यू On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.